92.9 The Bull is so excited to present the PBR Canada Cup Series, stopping in at the Saskatoon Classic. This is on tomorrow and on Saturday, featuring some of the best riders, the best of the best. Also joining us in the studio, we've got Cody Kovarchuk from Meadow Lake, and we've got John Krimber all the way from Decatur, Texas. You guys, thank you so much for stopping into the studio here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, pretty excited to be on here.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, welcome to Canada, first of all.
Yes,
John.
Sir. Thank you.
Have you been up here before?
So, yes, sir. Last year was my first year actually here in Saskatoon. Was my first event that I won here in Canada also.
And yeah. So how do rodeo events differ up here than, you know, down in, let's say, like, for example, in Texas?
I mean, it's just the bulls are a lot bigger here, and they buck about the same, though. But
Bull's a bull.
Yeah, bull's a bull, but, I mean, size, it's about it. Everything else, the food, yeah, it's about it.
Awesome. And then, Cody, what's it? I mean, I would imagine being in a home province crowd, it gives you a little bit more of the electricity from the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've had good luck in Saskatoon as well. And yeah, Sask-Tel Center gets electric. And yeah, it's home province. So really looking forward to it.
So for you, Cody, for this weekend, what is sort of on the line for you at the Saskatoon Classic?
You know, at the end of it, there's a $100,000 check waiting with somebody's name on it. So yeah, there's like 100,000 reasons to stay on here from here on out. You know, so every ride counts, and just gotta do my thing, and hopefully it works out.
You've been at this for quite a while now. How did you get into this sport?
Funny story. So my brother dared me when I was 12 to get on a cow, and I made like half a jump, and then I didn't want to do it no more, and my dad conned me into going back the next day, and I hung off the side of the second cow I ever got on and won $60 and fell in love with the money, and freaking I never thought I'd be here, but here we are. You know?
The prize pool, it sweetens the deal, but I would imagine that that feeling of being on the bull and actually being able to last some amount of time, that's got to be addictive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially when you ride those bulls that not everybody rides, and you step off and you feel like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof for sure.
Yeah, so you've been at this for a while, but John, you are, I don't want to say green because you're ranked number two in the world, but man, you have not been at this for quite as long. So how long of a journey has this been for you?
Professionally, it's been about a year, but you know, I've started riding when I was 6 years old. That was my first bull I've ever got on. And yeah, I just fell in love the moment it happened, you know. Just wanted to be like my dad also. You know, I was growing up, he was my hero, and that's the only thing I had in my mind was being a bull rider and try to be the best one in the game, so.
Did your dad ride?
Yes, sir. He's a 10-time PBR World Finalist. He's won the PRCA average and all that stuff and at the NFR. So he's pretty all right, I'd say.
So with you being, so you're 19 years old. This is a question I don't get to ask somebody below the age of 20 very often. If somebody wanted to get into the sport, whether they were really, really young and looking up at the Cowboys, or maybe it's somebody that just wanted to give this a shot, what's a piece of advice you would offer?
Just keep trying, you know. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs in the sport for sure, but every bull counts too as well. Just get on the right stock and try to better yourself every day and try to be different.
And this is a question coming from somebody who's purely a spectator. I've tried a mechanical bull once. I lasted maybe 2.5 seconds. It looks like quite a process getting onto the bull, you know, getting roped up and everything. Well, what's that process actually like? Is it more complicated than it looks?
I mean, for us, for me especially, you know, I've been doing it for a while, so it's not very complicated at all. Honestly, I can adjust my bull rope just by looking at the bull back there and seeing how big he is. But, you know, if you're just starting, it's going to be a little difficult. But for us, it's definitely not difficult. No, it's pretty fast.
What is your favorite part about bull riding in this entire sport?
Definitely the adrenaline rush you get whenever you're down the buck chute and people are kind of screaming and, you know, announcers are talking you up a little bit. It makes me feel some type of way. Like Cody said earlier, you feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof and feel unstoppable. So
it's nice when your tires are pumped a little bit, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
What about you, Cody? It was the feeling of being on the bull that brought you in and kept you in, but what is your favorite part of this entire process?
Yeah, you know, just kind of the people I've met within the industry is great. You know, it's the rodeo industry has a bunch of good people in it, and at the PBR especially, you know, it's like one big family. So, you know, it's like coming to see your family every week. So that's pretty nice. And yeah, I love the money as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, the money's great. And it's like you said, like a family reunion for you guys, but also for the people in the crowd, because there's going to be a lot of lifetimers that are going to come that have never missed a PBR event in Saskatoon. But also, there's going to be some, I think, I'm hoping, some new butts to fill those seats. So if somebody had never been to a rodeo event before and they were thinking maybe this weekend would be a good place to start, what would you tell them to expect?
Lots of flashing lights and a lot of pyro, you know, right off the start. And there's stuff for the whole family there, you know, and there's going to be lots of really good bull rides this weekend with the rankest bulls in Canada and the best bull riders, not just in Canada, but the world. And it's going to be, yeah, good time.
That was something that amazed me the first time I ever went to a PBR event. Way more explosions than I was expecting.
Absolutely, like a rock show.
Yeah, it is like a rock show. We like to wrap up all of our interviews with something we call the Rapid Fire Rodeo. So I've got a couple of rapid fire questions. You guys good for doing that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and these questions will go to both of you. So answer the question, then pass the mic on. We got the first one here. Forget being on the bull for a second. What's the best rodeo moment you've ever witnessed?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Yeah, I'm going to go with, just seeing little kids wanting your autograph is a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, no kidding. What about you, John?
Yes, sir. Seeing definitely Casio Diaz going 98 and a quarter the other day on Manhattan and Dickie's Arena in Fort Worth, Texas at the PBR over there. That was probably one of the coolest moments I've seen. I was sitting in the stands, actually, so I was really spectating.
You're in the stands, and you're like, this is kind of a moment in history that I'm watching.
Oh, yeah, like, it's second highest mark ride in the PBR history, so.
Okay, question 2 out of 3. What is the best barbecue you've ever had?
Barbecue? Best barbecue is probably in Fort Worth. It was barbecue, it was mac and cheese and something else. It was pretty good. I don't know what it was, but it was in Fort Worth, so it was really good.
I'm not surprised that you told me that the best barbecue you've had is in Texas.
It's, you know, Texas is the best. So,
Cody, what about you?
The best barbecue I've had? Oh, man, that's a tough question. The best barbecue
I've had. All
barbecue's
good.
Yeah, exactly, right? Love barbecue sauce on everything. But, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Smokes Barbecue, I guess. I don't know, just that little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, real
Can't
good.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. What is another sport you've always wanted to try?
UFC.
Oh, not too far off.
Definitely want to be a football player. I played football and stuff, so.
Oh, you do play football?
I used to, yes, or when I went to school. Yeah.
Wow. Well, again, we've got Cody Kovarchuk from Meadow Lake and John Krimber from Decatur. I almost said Decatur.
Decatur.
Decatur, Texas. And again, you want to see the best of the best going up against the rankest bucking bulls. Tomorrow and Saturday, 7 p.m. showtimes, PBR's Canada Cup Series, stopping at Sask-Tel Center for the Saskatoon Classic. Cody and John, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us in
yes,
here.
Yes, thanks Appreciate for it. Being here. Best of luck tomorrow, and here's to getting as close to 8 seconds as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah.